Introduction to the Book of Moses. The eminent Yale professor and Jewish literary scholar Harold Bloom called the Book of Moses and the Book of Abraham two of the more surprising and neglected works of Latter-day Saint scripture. With the great spate of publications over the decades since fragments of Egyptian papyri were rediscovered in the Metropolitan Museum of Art, we've begun to see a remedy for the previous neglect of the Book of Abraham. Now, gratefully, because of wider availability of the original manuscripts and new detailed studies of their contents, the Book of Moses is also beginning to receive its due. What did Professor Bloom find so surprising in the Book of Moses? He said he was intrigued by the fact that many of its themes are, quote, strikingly akin to ancient suggestions, end of quote. While expressing no judgment one way or the other upon the authenticity of Latter-day Saint scripture, he found, quote, enormous validity in the way these writings recapture crucial elements in the archaic Jewish religion that had ceased to be available either to normative Judaism or to Christianity, and that survived only in esoteric traditions unlikely to have touched Joseph Smith directly, end of quote. In other words, Professor Bloom found it a great wonder that Joseph Smith could have come up with, on his own, a modern book that resembles in so many ways ancient Jewish and Christian teachings. We are persuaded that competent wielding of the tools of scholarship can be of immense value in increasing our understanding both of ancient and modern scripture. Moreover, we see no reason why the same methods of comparative analysis that are sometimes employed to argue that Joseph Smith used 19th century sources as aids in translation cannot also be used to discover ancient affinities to modern scripture. While such arguments are not the sine qua non of the believer's testimony, they have their place in cracking open by a hair the doors of faith for a skeptical world. Elder Jeffrey R. Holland has said, "Our testimonies aren't dependent on evidence. We still need that spiritual confirmation in the heart. But not to seek for and not to acknowledge intellectual, documentable support for our belief when it is available is to needlessly limit an otherwise incomparably strong theological position and to deny us a unique, persuasive vocabulary in the latter-day arena of religious investigation and sectarian debate. Thus, armed with so much evidence of the kind we have celebrated here tonight, we ought to be more assertive than we sometimes are in defending our testimony of truth." He continues, "To that point, I mentioned that while we were living and serving in England, I became fond of the writing of the English cleric Austin Farrar. Speaking of the contribution made by C.S. Lewis specifically, and of Christian apologists generally, Farrar said, 'Though argument does not create conviction, lack of it destroys belief. What seems to be proved may not be embraced, but what no one shows the ability to defend is quickly abandoned. Rational argument does not create belief, but it maintains a climate in which belief may flourish," end of quote. To help readers increase their understanding of and appreciation for the Book of Moses, Pearl of Great Price Central is assembling a series of resources. 1. A collection of frequently asked questions addressing general topics relating to the Book of Moses. 2. A series of short insight essays highlighting convergences between the Book of Moses and the ancient world. 3. A bibliography of books and articles on the Book of Moses. 4. Occasional blog posts addressing specific topics relating to the Book of Moses. 5. A conference entitled Tracing Ancient Threads in the Book of Moses, scheduled for September 18th and 19th, 2020. For evolving details, keep your eye on interpreterfoundation.org. We hope these resources will edify readers by summarizing currently available evidences for the reality of the restoration in the Book of Moses, and more importantly, by faithfully echoing its witness of Christ and his eternal gospel.